The so-called conservative view denounced the concept of preparing its undergraduates for specific professional work and suggested a liberal education. In the report, it says, "The appropriate object of a college education is to lay the foundation of a superior education. The groundwork of a thorough education must be broad and deep and solid. The two great points to be gained in intellectual culture are the discipline and the furniture of the mind, expanding its powers and storing it with knowledge. The former of these is, perhaps, the more important of the two." What's more, it argued that there is no science which does not contribute its aid to professional skill. Classical curriculums have the function of disciplining people's minds, since they have been passed down generation after generation and have survived from earlier times. In the following year, A.S. Packard wrote on North American Review to support the report, using general education to state the necessity of offering common courses in colleges. From then on, the term general education came into being in America. Yale Report is one of the most influential documents in the history of American higher education. It had influenced the education at Yale throughout the 19th century, and since many presidents and professors in Southern as well as Western colleges are Yale alumni, the report has also influenced them for dozens of years. Despite the strength of the leaders of Yale University, reform of curriculum began to change by the end of the 19th century. However, discussions on the retention of classical curriculum have never stopped.